How long have we been on the show?
Years.
Well, it's 7 years.
3 years, probably.
Almost.
Actually, I guess we were 40.
Seems like a lifetime.
Yeah. Long time.
Hey, you left Laura. Could you left Ron with you?
Who knows?
I feel like I've died by drinking to death. That's like 2 drinks, by the way.
It happens.
I'm a wise man.
I'm pretty sure that only kills Guanyin's.
I think Guanyin alone was a don't die.
I thought it was made out of Romulan.
How many Romulans in a shot of Romulan ale?
Stash of Romulan ale in my room. You know, like afterwards, and then still a little.
What's wrong with you,
Lucifer? We'll see.
I pitch that gas for a deal. It's wrong.
Okay, the three of you who are helping make engineering, systems engineering roles.
Yeah, right. I'm not helping that way. I'm helping, like, you know, fuck up. You can do it.
Nevertheless,
give me a hey.
I got a 5.
Five.
Should I make any rolls from bopping in, talking to them all?
Yeah, you might.
Is this
five? We use perception.
Five.
Okay. You get everything built, set up together. And then
do I have a better idea of how the bulking thing works now?
Yeah.
Make any sense at all?
From an engineering point of view, I mean, if the position is correct.
Okay. In terms of how the cooking device works.
Yes.
So if cooking devices work the way he says they might, they work, then
this
might
affect the mission. This has small. That's a good chance.
Got it.
Alright, so everybody, you know, gathers up in the main center room or whatever.
So actually what we're really testing is not whether they can test, we're not testing different versions detecting the same thing, but all basically three legitimate versions of testing things and then hoping that one of them is actually how the Romulans actually do it.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I would think that the transporter thing would
three methods,
no matter what they're doing.
I don't know how they're actually doing it.
That would be starting off.
Yeah.
That was brilliant, though.
I like it.
That was an interesting idea.
How do we consider
our own very short range? To use that way. The different theories on how how wrong this close, and then these are three ways.
Yeah, so you can probably do that really close range because you can beam down to a planet.
Yeah.
Then you can, anytime they're parked around you, someone, you can target them.
Yeah, transport it. That makes sense. Take your whole ship and transport it, but then keep it in the transporter buffer.
Oh, I see.
Including the transporter itself.
So, Mobius strip.
Federation wants to start it that way.
What's that?
Federation wants to start it that way.
So that's Scotty's.
What, really?
Well, he left the transporter behind. He don't have the transporter to himself.
Oh.
He might have transported it. Hey, this thing's active. There's something in the buffer.
Yeah. All right, so...
This thing's active. Let's turn it off. It's waiting on you. Scotty's throwing it.
So let's start arguing about who should be testing first. Just not being real particularly...
I believe this should be a right random draw.
Well,
a relay already.
I'd like to ask our counselor to do the random drawing as an impartial observer.
Uh-huh.
Did I say that loud? Can I use my external voice?
I use my outside voice.
Okay.
So just roll that.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to just pick one.
Yeah, unless you want to pick one.
Oh, come on.
Just being partial.
That being partial.
Dark fleet's blue, Germans are red, and the Vulcan is fine.
Oh, great. I rip his blood.
Dark fleet.
Oh, sure.
Bad choice.
Yeah. Want to see your stuff go up.
Blue stuff. Yeah, more strength in my...
Yeah, and
I assure you it was totally impartial, sir. I trust our counselor implicitly.
I actually don't think it, since it matters how the Romulan have the cloaking device technology, not who's worse, because they all work. It doesn't actually matter who goes first.
Probably not.
Well, it could matter also with who wanders around.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be some sort of, you know, random?
Exactly.
Unless
there's other all the time. Well, the thing I'm wondering is if we just go sit on the edge, they're likely to be floating around in it, you know, close, and then come.
So you're in it to the neutral zone.
So should we do something like chum the water?
What?
A bunch of folks on torpedoes to make sure some Romulan notices it and sends a cloaked ship nearby.
Yeah, we blow up the ship on accident.
We should be able to take it out to our sensor range, which is pretty fun.
Okay.
Is it possible to set them up and just, you know, rotate through them at high speed?
It takes
a few minutes to pull
it out. We'll probably have to start rotating if we don't get anyone in this initial.
And they work something different. Like, historically, when you actually need to take down the shields.
Okay.
Oh, that's not a good idea. Let's see that one last.
It's first. We randomly pulled it.
Yeah, but now we know more. We have more information.
No. It's actually probably better this way. We just got to the neutral zone, and we just dropped our cloak. It's been taking for a while to get here. They should be first.
We probably don't even have our shields up at this point. You don't need that.
Yeah,
usually.
Well.
Usually
navigational.
We're on the edge of neutral zone.
Yeah, Dave's not in charge. Yeah. Paris.
Yeah. Well, Dave was in charge of our shield, though. Because, you know, the neutral zone can make or break a career.
Oh, that's right.
Kidnapping Jimmy Keller.
That's true.
Kidnapping?
Yeah, he kidnapped him. Later on, he kidnapped Captain further into a freaking salamander.
Gameway?
Goes to a warp pen. Goes to a warp pen. Turns into himself and Gameway into a salamander.
That's
kind
of cool.
Anyway, let's try
out
that Starfleet one.
All right. So the shield is full. Yeah. So she turns it on. Yeah. She moves the calibrates and stuff.
There it works.
Turn on the scanner.
It explodes.
No Romulans. Eight Romulans.
Okay, so absolutely nothing shows up on the screen. So the calibrates move.
Perfect. I'm sure there's none out there. You win.
Should
there be something? Or
stars or planets?
Well, it shows the stars and planets.
Okay.
So there's just no runs.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
It only detects.
Oh, what did the regular scanner show?
There are.
Does it show, like, any.
No warships.
Okay.
Confidently fucking yourself.
You know, I'm pretty sure Scoop is just as good at sensors as Shannon is.
You bought a horse?
Three.
I have a four.
A four. Wow.
Well, I have the skill. We both have three in ship systems or whatever it is. Mine happens to be in sensors and environmental control. You have an environmental control and keep on calling life support. What the hell's wrong with you?
What?
Environmental control!
But if I get a specialization, I'll be in medical.
So, Professor Gustav, you know, flips the switch. They're everywhere, start powering!
We don't transport to get it out, all of us.
I'll miss hope from the,
replace yourself with the lead player.
And what's supposed to be Bob go up on the screen?
Yeah, knew that was going to happen. On the other side of the neutral zone or on our side?
Inside the neutral zone.
Cool.
Do we have sensor controls down here?
Yeah.
Are they moving?
Slowly.
Like, you know, that they rotate around the bar system?
No, like they're moving from one place to another. I mean, well, it's kind of hard to tell. You've only been looking for, like, 10 seconds.
All right. I want to get on our sensors down here and get the normal sensors to do a deep scan of one of those areas.
Okay, it makes sense as well.
Can I shoot this? I knew it. Shoot that. Dasher is now.
What about the Vulcan's turn?
Perception.
Not very fair.
He's next.
Except you're horning in.
Well, we need to try and correlate these results.
Sure.
We would have done it with the last one. We actually should have done it with the last one. We didn't.
But well, what were we going to correlate? There's nothing there.
We should have done a scan randomly to see if we picked up anything. It's not very scientific. We should go,
they did.
Do the next time around.
They did, actually.
Did.
No, he said he wouldn't.
No. They... there's normal traffic out there. And like, we know what's out there.
We haven't, you know, depending on how fit the person was.
The blobs that he's picking up don't correlate with any of the eclipse ships that we've already
picked
up.
Well, to the sixth eclipse
I got
ship,
a 15.
Well, you got it? Mm-hmm. You don't detect any eclipse ships. Well, you do detect any eclipse ships.
Right.
Not one of them all.
I say, well,
you're trying the normal sensor.
I pick up a click ship right there.
Well, they're possible.
Yes, right here. It's very clear.
Obviously, there's something wrong with this instrument.
That's fine. Quick, let's do the Vulcan.
Look, I'm actually quite sure I didn't. And I did pick any up in those areas.
Oh, yeah. He's all confident now.
Am I very confident of having rolled good enough to pick things up?
Yeah.
As confident as you were that there's nobody alive on that ship.
Starfleet scum. Obviously.
Okay, well, let's make a note of...
Conspiracy.
We'll definitely make a note that we have turned something up with that. It looks to me like it's not click ships. It'll be very interesting to see what you picked up.
You're just walking me, I know it.
Can we track, like...
I shall follow the process.
Can we plot courses for...
It's going to ruin your openness.
Can we plot like force and velocity and whatever
the third rank
that he picked up? And
I think we're up to
we're keep an eye on those trajectories with the normal scanners and see if anything shows up.
Sure.
Yeah. I want to try and figure out anything else that he might be finding. Obviously, it's not clipped ships.
Well, you think it's not clipped ships.
I'm confident it's not clipped
ships. Great. I'm glad you think that.
Yeah, he's much more confident that there's nobody alive than he was when there was nobody alive.
Should we try the
Vulcan one? Oh, on the fucking ship.
Should we try the Vulcan one?
Yeah.
19, didn't he, or 20?
Yeah, let's try the Vulcan one.
Okay. The Vulcan...
Yeah, there's the spark of error.
So the Vulcan turns on his sensors and, you know, a bunch of flips and stuff, and he calibrates it and gets them away. But eventually, you know, he detects the cloak ship that she has detected.
Okay.
Coincidence?
I think not.
And nothing else?
Probably a Starfleet plot. The Vulcan's in on it, obviously.
Yes. Does there are any other
Federation plaything?
He actually helps two other clips.
Okay.
In the neutral zone.
On the winning side?
On the other side.
There's reason.
Okay.
Yeah, you couldn't get on the
side. We plot those two and see if, you know, we detect when they have cloak or...
Okay.
Keep an eye on the three German things and the three Vulcan things that were detected, you know, with the normal
three
scanners.
Vulcan things detected?
Yeah, he said he detected three Vulcan ships.
Can I try and correlate
the one that Shannon...
Can I try and correlate the other two that he's discovered?
Since
there are things that I didn't take.
Sure. We can roll.
I'm not going to roll bad again.
You got courage.
Yeah, I do.
Yes, you do.
That was a really high roll. 6, 10, I can only get up to 13.
Really? Well, you get up to 13?
With 1-6, you get up to 13?
If I use all my courage.
Oh, okay.
Is between 10 and 13 a good...
So I think a cloaked ship is usually a 13.
I get up to 13.
Hey, it's getting late.
I try and correlate his other two.
Sure, but we haven't gone to the fight part.
Fight? This is our mission right here.
I thought the mission was the captain's yacht.
I try and correlate his other two blessings.
What is the worst problem?
Okay, the secular two.
Boy, that's just
good. So, pretty much national school here.
Okay, I've got all of his correlated here.
Lies, I say.
Do you have any ideas why I didn't pick up the other two the last time I did it?
Is that the German smoking crack over there, Kevin?
But I'm pretty sure I didn't miss anywhere the German says there are any.
Right.
Okay. I wasn't looking in the exact places, so it was more difficult problem.
So what technology was Walton Boyer doing?
Tachyon.
Tachyon? Were you sure it wasn't neutrino?
Tachyon. I helped them
inverse or
I helped them reverse the polarity.
Strange course.
Well, I
string theory involved.
I download copies of all of my sensor scans to each of the three scientists so that they can give them back to Starfleet when they're making their reports.
Okay. Should go somewhere in order.
Myself?
No. Paris calls up. He wants me for up to the bridge.
Okay. I get on my communicator and I ask.
Don't they just teleport us out?
Yeah, none of this stupid running around. Just be Mrs. Girl.
God damn them!
I'm all quit. Congratulations, pleasure working with you all. Bye.
So,
then we have to do this like from each different room or something.
No.
And I checked with security that we have security on all of the new rooms, too. Now that we've moved them all here.
Of course.
Thank you.
Okay, so you go up on the bridge.
Are we up to Tom?
Well, before I head up, Kevin.
Usually.
Whatever, he's got a 3
short skirt, whatever.
A bindle.
Arm
candy.
Engineering stuff.
Before I head out, I upload the information to the bridge of the.
You gotta read everything. What are you worried about?
Okay.
It just doesn't matter.
Yeah, are there any skills that don't require intelligence? That one is more fitness.
Energy weapons.
So, we just got a stress order from a Federation freighter. Is an attack by a rubber ship.
Present.
Okay. Where were they attacked?
That way.
Okay.
Does it correlate to one of the Romulans that we found?
No. It's on our side. Mm.
It's on our side?
Yep.
Okay.
Engineering. We're going to need as much power as we can get from the engine.
Okay. Woo! Our 10 should be coming.
Systems engineering. Should work some code of flight control. Power up the weapons.
That's
me, huh?
Okay, 8.
Do I have to roll anything?
No. Turn it off. I'm on the switch now. Okay. What'd you get? 8. Okay. Of course.
Engineering is a 9, flight control an 8.
Tactical.
Okay. The Starship Tactics Federation? No.
Support
or system tactical. That's it. Got it.
Okay, so you warp over to the freighter.
Sensor scan of the area?
Yep, sensor scan of the area as you approach it.
Perception?
Yep.
Looks like 8.
Okay, so you detect the freighter.
Good job. Macro that displays the high five.
It's a floating head in space. Got a lot of like holes in it. With an 8, it's a lot of destructor damage.
I believe we should probably utilize
No light.
Can I use our new scanner technology from up here on the bridge, or can we only do it from the scanner?
You could, well, you can use whatever one's hooked up, but...
That's the Vulcans. Of course, that'll only work against a Romulan that's close.
Well, this just is their particular...
Yeah, this is probably Klingons.
I want to scan for
close Klingon codes.
I want to scan for close vessel.
What were you saying about Klingon codes? What did you say?
The accident was Klingon close.
Let's see.
Romulan cloaks are generally red and Klingons are black. Color scheme. So you can tell them apart in movies.
I can tell. They say it's all hard, but I can just look at the
screen.
Okay, so actually, I want to scan for life marks on the merchant ship first.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're curious.
Try again, so go ahead.
We did it already.
It's just the same row. Then we'll go ahead and I'll scan for cloaks.
All right.
You heard nobody
was lying. Make sense or
Raider? Yeah. Everyone's dead. Disrupted.
Alright, so you detect a Romulan warbird on our side of the neutral zone.
Sir, there's a Romulan warbird on our side of the neutral zone? Right there.
It's meandering towards the border.
It seems to be meandering, sir.
Obviously, they don't know we're here.
It's waggling its wings.
I don't know if there's like farm going
on. Fire is out here. Please don't fire.
You don't know if they're life forms.
There may be life forms aboard the vessel. I couldn't get a good enough scan.
What vessel?
The merchant ship lying dead.
You said there was everyone was dead.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Yeah, he said everyone else was about that.
Oh, you're close enough to use the lateral sensor, which are much more effective at this rate.
I'd like to do a lateral scan, sir.
Meanwhile, while he's doing lateral scans,
plot a spiral course, like we're doing a search. Get us close to the Romulan without looking like we're actually heading towards
it. Casual.
Other photon torpedoes, and we'll shoot them.
Plot a spiral search that happens to take us right here near him as quickly as possible.
Before they reach the neutral zone, and then we'll hit him with an alpha strike.
I get a 10 on my lateral scan.
Ooh, I got a photo. I look up alpha strike.
Should we work at m-w.com?
Alpha Strike's a team of Canadian superheroes.
Like a dozen dead people.
There's approximately a dozen dead people on board, sir.
Absolutely no reason
why. Yes, yeah.
They need an 11? A 12?
This is them all.
They've been there a while, sir. How long do I think a while?
Come on.
A couple of hours.
When did we receive the distress call?
15 minutes ago.
And going at its current rate, how far away would the Romulan bird of prey be if they had attacked the ship and had left at some reasonable speed?
Probably not.
Okay. So we received.
Is there any sort of logical explanation why it would have taken this long?
No, here's the point. The distress call came an hour and 45 minutes after these people were killed.
Right, okay.
Got that. Another thing, Tom, if we prove we detect these guys before we have these things in production, then, you know, our edge over the Romulans will never be used.
What if we just destroyed, kill everybody on the freighter?
No, we actually know that. That probably isn't the case at all.
No, we probably did, but there was a distress signal that came out.
I'm just saying, we're going to blow up whatever technology we have.
I think this technological edge thing you keep talking about is wrong. So,
we don't have a technological edge? We just used their...
We don't have a they don't have a technological edge over us, or they would have kicked our ass. There's a reason there's a neutral zone. If we say, we've got a way to figure it out, we're not going to suddenly invade it.
The distress signal came after everyone was dead?
Because we can kick their ass. They can kick our ass.
That's both logical.
That's an capability.
Right
now.
Uh-huh. Okay. So.
We're going to show our hands.
Sure.
We're going to show our hands that we have it. They modify the, you know.
How do they know? How do they know?
Yeah.
Blast Wayne's face. And blow them up.
We can detect cloaked ships without
Yeah.
A special plane.
Right.
On occasion.
And so we did.
We did. We got lucky.
No, not really. I mean, there are ways, but
our spiral search is taking us away. Taking us right.
All I've done, by the way, was
I actually
buy Paris.
Yeah, but you're doing all these crazy conservative things.
Oh, shut up. All I'm saying is take consideration.
We can
detect our command.
Blood demands blood.
I won't put it down to two. I didn't realize that was what we were doing.
Seven for plotting your little thing.
Okay. So you do spiral around. And then when you get, you know, pretty close to the Romulan ship.
How refined was this cloak? I mean, this detection cloak? I mean, we know it's a bird of prey.
Can you check Chen, can you check the distress call again?
You can't do an
interval. You can't figure out,
but you can tell us
what it actually came from.
Basically, the long range sensors can tell you that things are there.
Okay, we don't actually know what's wrong with the bird of prey.
Well, it can classify things, so you can know what's wrong with bird of prey. But it can't tell you like how many people are.
People on board, or if they're even running or something.
Yeah.
While we're zooming in, I want to call back up the distress signal and see if I can find any irregularities in it, particularly the ship's signature, the spatial location.
Say that again?
I want to pull up the distress signal again
and
see if there's any type of irregularity in the signal. Some things in particular, I assume there's some type of ship transponder that gets sent off with the signal.
Anything
irregular with that, anything that shows that it's barge, and also
I think
the spatial location looks right over the ship, actually.
What
but
is?
There is anything else irregular
in the technology on the other side of the
distress signal. Maybe they're not actually wrong.
It could be
either
Sarok.
Starfleet with a captured
Sarok
ship.
Proving to us that he has cloaking kit technology.
Trying to do what?
They're about to be very sorry.
Huh?
Anyway, I'm looking for any irregularities in the distress.
Computer? Yeah.
Simulation modeling?
Simulation modeling. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Logic, perception? Ada?
Perception.
I get a 9.
I get one.
With a 9, you can tell it did come from the ship. Out of a 5.
It just took long to get here?
They were dead already when it happened.
No, there's
a... Romulan or whatever.
But there's an hour to put
no,
up
no,
this
there, there, there's a time code on it. So it was sent, like, you know, 15 minutes
ago. They're dead already. They sent a whatever that's on that...
They sent the distress call an hour and a half after they were dead?
Well,
that guy did
what
it.
What if somebody was put over there? Somebody was transported over there and did it. From the ship that's leaving now. We're supposed to destroy this thing and prove the...
And how would they arrive on there to do it an hour and a half later?
The people on the Warbird want to be detected. They set up the distress call.
I'll turn it.
That's what we're checking.
I know. That's what I'm.
It came off of the ship. And 15 minutes ago.
Right.
Perhaps there were survivors.
The notion of Warbird could have done that.
Perhaps there
were
survivors who got picked up.
They're
too far away.
Too far away. We already did that.
You said meandering. We're talking slow. They could have been going faster earlier.
Yeah.
There could be Federation survivors on the Warbird. Is the only. Other
yeah, but then it wouldn't get the signature of the ship.
It would if it left faster than they're going now.
Okay.
And they picked them up after they
sent. Well, they can easily set it up to go off automatically.
That's possible. Also. We need to get back there and check.
Okay, that's just a very odd thing to do.
What are we going to
do? So what's your theory there?
Well, if they only managed to...
My theory?
Yes.
Only recently managed
like a lot of things
together enough.
A lot of things happened to come together to prove how great the Vulcan cloaking detection device is.
You think he's in collusion with the Romulans and he said things...
We don't even know they're Romulans. All we know is that there are sensors tell us they should be.
After we open fire, we'll know for sure.
Yeah.
It seems like a whole Warbird would be pretty... big thing to give away for that type of detection.
After it blows up and
you
the pieces of it will probably still support the detector.
Don't shoot to wrong. Kill, shoot to disable.
Yeah, that's what I suggest. Well, I'd also like to do a scan of the Romulan Warbird as soon as we get close enough in to see if I can...
Yeah, you know, they do if they're alive. They blow themselves up.
Well,
so they're shooting to disable
them. Well, if we disable them and then they blow themselves up, we're pretty sure they were Romulans.
If we
any human signature.
If we blow them up, we're pretty sure they're
all
going
to be our other Federation species.
So you
will
be... Yes. So you will still be a third piece.
Yeah, but if we disable them, maybe we can beam people off before they have a chance to turn themselves up.
No.
If we train the...
As soon as the cloak comes,
I will macro that up, and as soon as the cloak goes down, do that scan again.
Okay.
You might want to try to lock the transporters on them, too, to get...
Yeah, I want
to... Lock transporters? All right, so you're in charge of that.
So I want to coordinate with you to set up so you transport
any we want to transport
non-Romulans off that we get on that ship.
Because I could just, like, disable them.
Well, when he tells me to.
So, recommendations, what would you shoot at? What would you shoot at? Engines? Propulsion?
Yeah, propulsion system.
Bridge.
Cloaking
system.
Bridge.
Cloaking system.
Cloaking propulsion is the best.
I think propulsion and cloaking probably in that
order. We know our experience, cloaking and shielding can't go on the same simultaneously, so take out the cloak, probably get them off. Or just get them, yes.
And that would give off all our
evidence.
The grid attempt.
My only worry is that they might warp out, but I think if you take down the cloak and
they were going to make a persuasion roll. Well, everybody was going
to do it.
No, persuasion.
Marketplace haggling?
Yeah.
Persuasion is off of presence, right? I got four dice on that.
Willpower?
You know, I'm betting you will. I'm betting you got a 1/6 chance of rolling really high.
Additional die or a plus one?
Additional die.
God,
so
it's
willpower.
It's five.
Willpower. Yeah, I'm just saying, one of us has a 1/6 chance of rolling really high.
I got four.
I got ten.
I got a five.
Your plan was...
Gosh, I got four.
Cloak.
The cloaky system?
Cloak.
Okay.
I got a nine. Cool. Hey, make sure you got
macro. Where do we shoot at their ship to get the cloaky system? We don't know where it is.
If we don't, then that's clearly not a good idea, Eric.
Okay.
Do we know where the cloaking devices are on the Romulan?
More or less. It's getting really hard, yeah. Most of them are close.
Yeah.
Engineering.
Something like that. Close to engineering.
Okay.
They have the engines, they have no power to use anything. That's a good fight.
We take out the strongest
power source.
We take out the propulsion. They're still alive and dead in the water, and we can't penetrate their cloak. They do self-destruct that bit.
They got no power. They got no cloak.
Take out. Yeah. If they have no power, they got no cloak.
They still have power. We're just talking about
taking out the propulsion. Take out all their engines. Just their cloak is a single discrete system.
Well, that's why I like taking out the bridge, because you take out all the ships.
Yeah, but if they have any Starfleet people, they might be up on the bridge. They're unlikely to be inside the club.
Oh, hold on.
Okay.
Anyway, Starfleet people will be suspected. Okay. Without the cloak,
it's one of the possibilities for how the distress signal.
Without the pendant, thing going on with our guy, with the Vulcan, if Starfleet people are on board.
I don't think
it's the greatest possibility, but I think there's some possibility, and thus we have to.
It's a Vulcan.
Screwing with it.
That's what I think. Vulcan isn't screwing with it. That means
I think every one of the ships the Vulcan found.
I think if you got to shoot at a Romulan, you make sure they're dead.
True, but did you find? Romulan ships that were actually cloaked with the standard Romulan cloaking or some aesthetic.
It's possible. I should point out, though, that his system found one that I found beforehand.
I know. But you found one, but you don't know that it was a standard Romulan cloak.
No, it might be a special detective cloak. It's possible.
Same that. That's what I'm saying.
Find it unlikely, but possible.
Well, that I mean, if that isn't the case, then there's probably Federation personnel on board that ship.
I don't think either.
I don't think necessarily either of those is right. I think there is some possibility that there might be Federation personnel on board, and thus we have to take every chance we can to get them back.
I think
it's 1%.
And I think by shooting at the bridge, we have a higher chance of having our guys killed. And so I think
exactly. That's why we're not shooting at the bridge.
He met those.
No, our guys. Our ship. by not crippling them with, you know, our first shot. When you shoot the Romulan, you shoot them to kill.
Oh, I think that they're going to blow themselves up.
There might be Federation people on board. It's unlikely, but possible.
Right, and then the guys will just shoot the guys?
Well, with their phasers? We're set up to target take
them. Unlikely. We're going to transport them off almost immediately if there's anyone there.
Good luck.
Hey, Dave. You need an 11.
I hope you're good at this.
He's human, right?
Yeah, 3 points. Right?
You need a 5.
And
like everything else.
Piece of cake.
Yeah. Well, no, I have. I'm already used 3 points.
You need a 6.
There's a 6.
Alright, so 6 plus 3 is 9.
2
is 11.
And 11.
Rest off that courage.
I got 1 for courage left.
Okay, you hit the cloak in the way. The cloak generator. Immediately drop my
Hey,
look,
it's
the
Roman
Warmer.
Do it!
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
So you do a sensor scan, so make a sensor roll.
This is my target?
You want to find non-Romulans.
Yep.
Yeah, about 2 seconds.
No, about
10.
Okay.
Please hold the Shannon.
Piece of cake. That's a 10.
Alright,
Wow. The difference between 3 and 4 in this game is really crucial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Four is godlike, 3 is
I
want
to get the
it's that whether you got a 6 or not.
Yeah. Four skill.
Non-Romulans.
There are, all Romulans on board.
No, non-Romulans?
Well, no, that!
Well, we figured as much. Get somebody off of there.
Beat someone
up. Beat anybody off.
We've got two come.
Okay, me.
I'm waiting for him to say
there's no orders involved. This is it was all set up ahead of time.
Yeah, beam all the non-Romulans up. I'm done.
No.
We wasn't just non-Romulans.
Yeah.
It was a priority for...
No. Beam quickly, damn it!
Beam somebody that isn't going to kill himself.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought his priority was the humans, and then after that was any random person we could interrogate.
Do it!
Oh, God! Hit the button! He hits the button. All
non-Romulans.
Hit another button, damn it. You're going to just let go, huh?
He hits another button. It's K.
KLM.
We wait for Tom to say something?
Fire again.
Exactly.
I think they're just taking out their weapon systems now.
Shield up. It's fire. We all watched it. Okay.
I wish you had courage.
I wish you had. I have one courage left, though.
Let's see. Initiative.
No, now that I knew that Dave was interested in prisoners, so he started screaming at you.
Well, I didn't know
your macro.
I said get somebody off of there earlier. I didn't realize you decided just Federation personnel.
That's what he said.
Yeah, I thought that was the
word. What I said was a long time ago.
I thought you were just talking about just Federation.
That's what I thought earlier.
Yeah,
non-Romulans.
I never heard Romulans.
Okay.
I didn't even say Romulans.
You know, we have different priorities. I wanted to make sure if there was Federation personnel, we got them off. You were looking for prisoners and kicked into the cell phone.
Well, if we disable them, then I'll beat some people, I guess.
I don't know what the protocol for that is.
You shoot the bridge.
Which is you all?
Yeah.
You can't do it when they get their shields up.
So we've got our shields. There had to be a scan involved in order to determine.
Yeah, there was Romulans involved. Do you know there were live Romulans on there?
The whole ship full of live Romulans.
Yeah, the whole ship's full of live Romulans.
Okay, you said there was full of Romulans. You didn't say live Romulans.
Oh, okay.
Dead ones are flying.
Yes.
Well,
the possibility is an awesome the ship on autopilot wait to be destroyed.
Could be. That's
actually
the plot of another episode.
But you skipped that one.
No, we're not skipping. That was an entity in space. I didn't know that. He wrote up about how we skipped the entity in space. Maybe I can talk about it. Whatever. So I just blow this thing up.
So this
sounds good.
Flight controls, the maneuverability sensors we're targeting. Make your engineering roll for power efficiency.
Flight control and engineering. Okay.
Well, flight control.
Air
control. And then they can do the tactical to
five. Engineering, I got a 9.
8 on sensors.
5.
I'm rolling for what?
Weapons.
Weapons.
Shoot.
I got an 8 on sensors. A mere 5.
Okay, with a 5...
No, I'm sorry. That's an 8. I'm sorry.
Okay.
8. I rolled a 5.
Okay, with an 8, you get those shields. You get a bunch of damage.
The shield back. Oh,
yeah. They shoot back at you and hit you with a brazen shot. And then they start
hitting like this.
Ah! Paris says, after the voice.
Okay, voice. I think he did.
He's allowed to say that.
It's not like he has sex with Krell. Let's face it. We all know who won this episode.